Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Skirmana on this Tuesday morning, October 10th. Residents of Davenport's 6th Ward will begin the process of choosing a new alderman today. For the primary election, 5 candidates are on the ballot to replace Jay Justin, who resigned last summer to take a new job in Florida. Even though the 2 receiving the most votes will advance to the November general election, voters are reminded they can mark their ballot for only 1 candidate, not 2. The 5 on the ballot are Richard Cluwell, Dale Gilmore, Ben Jobkin, Sean Liddell, and Chris Webster. Polls will be open in Davenport's 6th Ward today until 8 p.m. Iowa U.S. Senator Joni Ernst will be the featured speaker tonight at the 9th Annual Ronald Reagan Dinner, sponsored by the Scott County Republican Party. It's a major fundraiser for the party, and proceeds support local candidates in their campaigns. Other speakers will include Iowa Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg, Iowa Senate President Jack Whitfer, State Auditor Mary Moseman, Secretary of State Paul Pate, and State GOP Chair Jeff Kaufman. Doors open at 5 at the Waterfront Convention Center in downtown Bettendorf. A Central Illinois gun rights group says it is open to banning bump stocks if Congress gives gun owners some other concessions. Mark Schultz explains.
Bump stocks can cause a semi-automatic weapon to simulate a fully automatic weapon. Las Vegas gunman Stephen Craig Paddock used a bump stock during last week's mass murder. Some lawmakers are calling for a ban on bump stocks. John Bach with the group GunSaveLife.com says the devices are a novelty and not widely used. But he says he'd agree to a bump stock ban if Congress would allow greater concealed carry reciprocity and legalizes sound suppressors.
So that people could buy them at a gun store and use them on their firearms, much as people buy mufflers at a muffler shop and use them on their cars.
Concealed carry reciprocity would recognize concealed carry permits across state lines. Bach says the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms should review bump stocks for possible regulation first. Like the National Rifle Association, he opposes Congress acting first without an ATF opinion. I'm Mark Schultz.
It didn't take long for a jury to find a Davenport man guilty for the 2016 fatal shooting of his parents. The Quad City Times reports Scott County jurors deliberated less than 3 hours before finding 21-year-old Sean Freeze guilty of 2 counts of first-degree murder. Prosecutors argued Freeze shot 58-year-old Kevin Freeze and 57-year-old Donna Freeze with a semi-automatic rifle in the early morning hours of October 5th last year. During the trial, jurors heard audio of a jailhouse call from Sean Freeze to a friend in which he acknowledged shooting his parents in their bedroom, saying he, quote, snapped after an argument with them, and he said he was tired of his parents' rules and treatment of him. Freeze faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. Sentencing is set for November 15th. I'm Lacey Skirmana, WVIK News.